John Hemsath of the Playhouse Square Foundation describes the decline of the Allen Theater, leading to its near demolition in the late 1980s.
For the Allen Theater, let's go back to the 70s. The theater was abandoned. It was closed in 68 or 69. Ray presented 18 performances there over a year and a half's time, period's time. After Ray, Belkin Productions presented rock and roll in there for quite a few years. And then the auditorium was leased out to an operation called Lazarium, where they took out the theater seats on the main floor of the auditorium. They had an inflated dome in the auditorium. People sat in airliner seats around a laser projector in the middle of the room and listened to music and saw the laser projections on the ceiling. Today, this is dull stuff, but in those days, that was high tech. Well, as soon as that occurred, it kind of put the kibosh to using the auditorium for performances because the seats were gone. So the lobby was used as a series of restaurants. One was called the Lobby Restaurant. The other was called the Old Allen Restaurant. Very clever names. They didn't last too long, but that's how the theater worked until the late 80s. The restaurants had closed. The theater couldn't be used for performances, and it lay empty. The owner, again, a different owner, but he was going to take it down and use it for parking. And Playhouse Square Foundation was under a lot of pressure from folks in the city like the Cleveland Restoration Society to save it. Well, we had no use for it. We had the Palace, the State, and the Ohio, and that was sufficient for our needs. But Phantom of the Opera came along in 1993. And Phantom of the Opera was the first of the mega musicals. And we thought, if this is going to be a trend, that musicals would be in town for performances of 8 weeks plus a week or two of load-in and another week of load-out, we can't keep putting them in the State Theater because we have an obligation to our tenants there and we can't interrupt their seasons. So we thought, okay, now we have a reason for the Allen. And these mega musicals can make enough money to sustain the theater even if we only did one a year. So with that in mind, we bought and renovated the Allen.